Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. Termites cause millions of dollars in damage. What should we be looking for?
Well, Tony, the most common termite you'll find here in Texas is a subterranean termite, and they're mostly found along the coastal areas. We have dry wood termites, too, and termites feed on cellulose found in wood. You often don't see them because they're hidden behind wallboards and siding and in the wood trim. A common sign of termite infestation you'll see in a home is wings of termites on windowsills, in spider webs, or near indoor lights. These subterranean termites attack structures from the ground up, so look for mud tubes along the foundation walls, around the piers and slabs, and especially along any cracks or in the corners.
How do we control them?
Well, the best way to prevent termite problems is take away their food, which is wood, and eliminate excessive moisture conditions. Vegetation should be pruned away from your house walls. You want to keep the saw line several inches below the top of the slab or your foundation.
Now, we've heard about swarming termites. When do those swarmers start to show up?
Well, swarmers tend to appear when the temperature is warm and the humidity is very high. Many times after rainfall on a warm spring day, the humidity is just right for these unwanted pests. For help with these, contact a pest management professional who has experience and training regarding termites. We actually have a list on our website, Tony. They can go to texasagriculture.gov. It's recommended that you get more than one opinion on this important issue, because they can absolutely destroy a structure.
And make sure they're licensed.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.